This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the court system, plea deals, these alternative sentencing programs that this Jussie Smollett actor guy might have gone into in order to basically get out of multiple felony charges for essentially lying to the cops, filing a false police report, and whatever other ones. There was like 16 of them. And I also brought up the Robert Kraft case, which is related because they offered him a deal. And just did a quick search because it had been about a week and a half since I'd originally gotten that news about him being offered the deal. And published 8 minutes ago at WCVB.com. Out of West Palm Beach, a scheduled arrangement for New England Patriots, and I think this is actually a New England station, but the story's out of West Palm Beach. Anyway, the scheduled arraignment has been canceled for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, originally scheduled for this Thursday morning in Florida. Lawyers for Kraft filed a document reaffirming his plea of not guilty and asking the judge to schedule a jury trial for the case. Kraft's attorneys also waived his right to an arraignment, the formal court hearing in which the charges against the defendant are read. Now, this is a smart move on their part. It is cost savings to not have to go to an arraignment if you are a busy person. And everybody is, from what I've seen. It's always upsetting to have to go to court because you got to take a whole day off. You know, you can't just figure you're going to be out by noon because it's court. It could literally last all day.
And if they get busy, they're going to say, okay, we got too busy. Come back tomorrow.
I haven't seen that happen around
it
here, but
in immigration. Yeah,
but I bet it does happen if they get too busy. And so it's like, yeah, they are there, they're getting paid, but you're not getting paid, and they want you to show up to their thing. Well, here's this arraignment, which normally takes all of 2 minutes. You know, basically, once you finally get in front of the court, at arraignments, there's a ton of people there, usually, and 99% of them take a guilty plea. So you're just sitting around and watching as all these people plead guilty, guilty after guilty after guilty, and then it's your turn. And, of course, they're offering you some kind of sweet deal, or at least it seems sweet on its face. It'll get it over with sooner is the idea. Of course, then, as you pointed out in the last hour, Laurel, there's all these other consequences that come later from you having now a guilty criminal conviction on your record that can hurt you when it comes to finding a job. And you better believe it's going to hurt you if you get caught for something else. Mm-hmm. If they arrest you down the line, well, now you're not the first-time offender anymore. Now you're somebody with a criminal conviction on your record. Whereas if you do instead not take the plea and you go to trial, then you actually get to see the evidence that the court has against, or that the prosecution has against you. It's called discovery. Mm-hmm. And you might actually, it might turn out that they don't even really have a case, that their case is paper thin and they have, you know, no witness, or their witness is unreliable, or the evidence that they collected was bad or mishandled, or you don't know how badly the cops have botched it up until you get to look at the evidence. Because until then, it's just all bluffing on their part. It's just all blustering and, you know, puffing themselves up and looking like they're, you know, they're scary. They've got jails and, you know, cages and cops behind them. And so it's a very intimidating process. But in many cases, the investigators cut corners, or the detective or the officer didn't fill out the right paperwork, or they filled out the right paperwork but didn't fill out the right parts. I mean, there's all kinds of things that screw up. I've seen parking tickets get tossed out of court because the parking enforcer didn't write down the right license plate on the car. They just botched up the most basic elements of their job. And why should they be cautious? Why should they be careful about these things?
All those people are going to take the plea deal, so they don't have to worry about it.
I'm going to admit that there's a ticket that was written for me in Florida before I left.
Yeah.
But they got my name wrong and my driver's license number wrong on the ticket, so I ignored it.
Sweet.
Like, I'm like, that's not me.
Right.
I guess they gave me someone else's ticket.
Some other person. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Before we continue with your calls, I want to share this update here on the Robert Kraft case. So, again, his attorneys filed to waive the arraignment. So, again, if you want to waive an arraignment, if you're going to go to trial, waive the arraignment. There's no reason to go and sit in a courtroom for 2 hours or whatever just to tell them not guilty. You can write it down in a motion to the court. I mean, this isn't legal advice. It's just what I've done. Mm-hmm. You write a motion before, you know, well before the arraignment. You got to give them usually a couple weeks to process it or whatever.
You mean, this one I don't know, because this is getting into some of the procedural stuff that may vary by state, so yeah. I don't know the answer to this.
Well, it works in New Hampshire, and mm-hmm. I don't see why it wouldn't work anywhere else. It's just to say, hey, look, I don't need an arraignment. I want to go to trial. So uh-huh. Go ahead, schedule me the trial and waive the arraignment. Just put in a motion to do that. And, of course, normally when you're filing in court, you usually have to file with the court and send a copy to the prosecutor, uh-huh. typically. And if you do that, I mean, there's almost no reason why they wouldn't waive the arraignment for you. They'll just go ahead and schedule the trial and take your name off the arraignment docket. That's it. So that way Kraft doesn't have to go all the way down to, although he wouldn't have to. He could probably just have his attorneys appear in his stead. But it keeps the attorneys out of court, keeps Kraft out of court, and you know, then you just show up for your trial date mm-hmm. at that point. Kraft and other men have been charged by the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office with soliciting prostitution at an illicit massage parlor. He was also offered the opportunity to enter a diversion program, which would have required him to concede that he would have been found guilty if the case went to trial. So that sounds like a guilty plea to me.
Yeah, it sounds like he's being required to plead guilty.
Kraft rejected the offer earlier this month, according to police records. He was chauffeured to the massage parlor in 2014, and it was an evening. They secretly videotaped him, that is to say officers did, engaging in a sex act and then handing over an undetermined amount of cash. Investigators said Kraft returned 17 hours later, arriving at the upper middle-class shopping center where the spa was located in a chauffeured blue Bentley. The documents said Kraft, who's worth $6 billion, was videotaped engaging in sex acts before paying with a $100 bill and another bill, said police. Hours later, he was in Kansas City for the Patriots' victory over the Chiefs in the AFC champion game. Over the weekend, Kraft released an apologetic statement about the case. Quote, I'm truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard, which is a strange thing for him to release before the trial. In deference to the judicial process, wrote Kraft, I have remained silent these past several weeks to correct some of the misinformation surrounding this matter. My attorney made his first public comments on Friday. I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I've wanted to say for weeks. He said, further, throughout my life, I've always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. Sounds like she might have passed away.
So is he saying he was disrespecting his wife, or he was disrespecting...
I don't know what he's saying. I mean, he paid them, so therefore he respected them.
Yeah, I don't think it's disrespectful to women to pay for sex.
No.
I just don't think that it is.
It's not at all. It's a voluntary exchange.
Yeah.
It would have only been disrespect if he had hired a sex slave through a pimp or something like that.
Or perhaps it was disrespectful to his wife because he made a promise to her and he broke it.
Could be.
Yeah.
He says further in his statement, quote, as I move forward, I hope to continue to use the platform with which I've been blessed to help others and try to make a difference. I expect to be judged not by my words, but by my actions. And through those actions, I hope to regain your confidence and respect. Now, isn't it interesting that he feels as though people have lost respect for him, even though he has yet to be actually convicted of this thing? He's going to trial.
It sounds like he's admitting guilt to the public.
It does.
Yeah. Because if he's the only innocent, he has nothing to apologize for.
I agree.
So, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he was at this place, right? Like, they probably have some evidence against him. But nonetheless, he's going to trial. So maybe he's hoping for a better plea deal. Because this is the other side of the plea deal. Is usually they'll offer you one plea deal initially. And then if you don't take it, they may offer you a better one later on down the line.
I wonder if there's some technicality that the police messed up and he knows about it.
Could
so
be.
He knows he'll win on a technicality, but if it, he also knows that it's going to be obvious that he did it.
Then he, yeah.
And just then this is just conjecture, but...
Could be. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian Laurel and Johnson in the studio. You can join us here. Coming up, copyright in the EU, this Kamala Harris promise on teachers' salaries. We got all that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
We also are big fans of the folks over at Liberty.menu. It is a tool for the Liberty community. Individuals, perhaps like you, who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, they and you, if you qualify, are welcome to post over at Liberty.menu. If you're not a libertarian or voluntarist or liberty-loving anarchist, you probably don't belong there because it's only for people who actually agree with, you know, liberty. So go to liberty.menu, use code FTL. You can get a special Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile there. And it's free to post your business or your event or your digital content that you create on liberty.menu.
What would they do if somebody was like a flagrant statist?
I don't know. I don't know how they would handle that. I guess they would have to figure out that they were, first and foremost, because if you just were to quietly post your business there, then they may not know. So I guess you'd have to somehow telegraph that
some
you were...
Some sort of, like, Bernie fan club business.
Yeah, it could be. So go to liberty.menu and get started over there. As we continue, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
It's about the college admissions scandal going around. One of the people that's facing just got charged. Guess what he's being charged with? He's for what he did at or accused of doing at Georgetown University. I'll give you a clue. He's a tennis coach.
Is he getting being charged under RICO?
He's a tennis coach, or he was at Georgetown, and he's being charged with racketeering.
Yeah, he's being charged under RICO.
Yeah, now, is this the a tennis coach charged with? It's the players who are supposed to be the racketeers when you're playing tennis, not the coach. So,
is this the situation where there were SAT scores that were being faked? Is that what you're talking about, Tom?
There was stuff like that going on, but anyway, the other part of this, besides the pun about racketeering, is. You can't tell her any jokes on Saturday night. She'll laugh in church on Sunday. But the other part of it is, you still there?
We're right here.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that
he was afraid we dumped him because of the joke.
An interesting part of how for grades K through 12, there's all kinds of stuff like that going on. You have to come up with a $600,000 mortgage so you can have a legal place of residence within the town limits, those lines on the map for the district where they have the elite K through 12 schools that have the, you know, the highest rating in the state and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been going on for years and years right out in the open as far as grades K through 12 with the government run indoctrination centers. And so why is that still acceptable? And yet this other kind of bribery is not. That's another way to think of it.
Well, it's okay when you do it through the system, but when you do it outside of the system, then you get mad.
And when, if you don't like it there, you know, if you don't want to pay those taxes, you want to send your kid to a legitimate school, you still have to pay for the government-run indoctrination centers, or else the cops will come in and haul you out of your house and they'll sell your house to somebody else. So always remember, everything is always the fault of cops.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This whole college scandal, it's just so uninteresting to me because, I mean, the whole system is, as Tom was kind of pointing out there, the whole system is already designed to benefit the rich and the wealthy to some extent over everybody else. I mean, they're the ones who tend to run for political office. They're the ones who buy the politicians. They get the laws with, you know, loopholes carved out for them.
Well, to me, the only interesting thing about it was that it really clarified something that, okay, we already knew, which was that one of the major values of the education isn't the education, it's the social status that comes with it, because people are not paying hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to just to get into the school and expect to get that money back based on the improved earning potential for going to the school. It's obviously not about increased earning potential, it's about social status. So it just it's, to me, it's the case you can point to say college isn't about education. It's about social status, and we should opt out.
There was an update on this case, by the way, and it's basically just one of those Hollywood stories that, you know, everybody loves their Hollywood stars. And it's just a way to kind of try to make some of them, you know, to tarnish their reputations, essentially. I don't think there's a real crime here. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Somebody cheated on their SATs.
I don't think they should be charged under RICO. I think that's...
God, no. There's not even... I don't even think there's a criminal action here. I mean, there's no real victim. I mean, besides... The only thing you could argue is that somebody didn't get into a college because this person did get into a college.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, isn't really, like, a big deal, because there's a bunch of colleges out there. Okay, you didn't get into one college, you could apply at another college. I don't feel too strongly one way or the other, but I definitely don't feel like charges and court time and prosecutors' hours need to be spent on something like this, because show me the victim. Who is the victim here? In this case, in the case of Lori Loughlin, who is the actress many remember from the Full House series, she was one of the names that was brought up as one of the two actresses that were charged in this case. Her daughter, who looks just like her, Olivia Jade, says her parents have now ruined her life because of the college admissions scandal. She told, or a source told Entertainment Tonight that Jade is angry with her parents because she told them she didn't want to go to college. So she is saying she didn't know anything about this.
She probably didn't.
And that they basically pushed her into going to college, because one of the things she was criticized for right after this thing struck, right after the news hit, was there was a YouTube video where she's complaining about going to college.
Because she didn't want to go in the first place.
Right. So she honestly didn't want, like, she's not making that up. She, prior to the charges coming out, had made this video complaining about college. She just wants to party. You know, she doesn't really care about education. And, of course, people came down on her for that because, oh, you know, college is so important, and how dare you, you know, you have this great opportunity.
You know, I'm sorry to say I actually saw a snippet of that video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I usually watch, but somehow
me neither. Somehow
it.
I came across it, too.
And she's basically saying that she already has a job, that she's she's a YouTuber,
right,
and she has a big audience, obviously not the genre that I'm interested in, but she has
followers.
She
does, like, makeup videos or something.
Yeah, and she gets money, so why go to college if you're already making the money and you already have a following? And
who can blame her for saying, okay, well, my parents are, you know, making me go to this thing. All right, I might as well just party while I'm here, because who cares?
Right.
I mean, who can blame her for having that attitude? I mean, you can say, yeah, she's a spoiled little brat.
Yeah. And you want backup in your life, you know, you're relying on another company for your entire source. I mean, yeah, maybe she's got the stability of a community if that community follows her to another platform, if Google becomes the S show that it's becoming currently.
You're saying they cut her off from YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, they could, or just demonetize her.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that, I mean, every business has the possibility of the business ending. The fact of the matter is she's running her own business.
She had some kind of deal with, like, I don't know if it was like a makeup company or something. She also has other things going on. It's not that she's just a YouTuber.
Right.
Of course, she got dropped from one of those contracts as a result of the scandal.
Yeah.
We're coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion.
and he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice was served? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. The Department of Justice launches an investigation into the college admission scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Boy, how dare you, dare you come out against the college system and disrespect it by basically saying, admitting the truth in the case of this Olivia Jade, is her name, the daughter of Lori Loughlin, complaining because her life, she says, has been ruined. Now, obviously, that's what you might expect a teenager to say during a situation like this, but she may actually have an argument, at the very least, that her life as she knows it in the moment has been ruined because she's lost two business deals as a result of the scandal brought about by her parents paying bribes, essentially, to get her daughter or to get their daughter into the college system.
Now, part of me is sympathetic because her parents did cause her to lose the deal, but then also she probably got the deal in the first place because those were her parents.
Oh, yeah, likely. I mean, she is wealthy, she's attractive, and she apparently had two major sponsors, Tresemme and Sephora, and I believe those are like women's
makeup
brands. She lost both of those deals.
Tresemme or Tresemme?
Tresemme?
Tresemme would be like hair products.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hair products, gotcha.
Sephora would be makeup.
Sephora's makeup, okay, got it. So, makeup and hair products. Anyway, she lost both those deals because of this. So, did she do something wrong? I mean,
nope.
Besides speak out about how she didn't want to be in college, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing. That's what this was all about when, you know, this news broke and she was getting a lot of heat. It wasn't because she knew. She allegedly didn't have any idea that they cheated on her behalf to get her in. but it was simply because of her attitude towards college. And I think that's why she's being punished by people, is this idea that college is so important and so great and you have to do it, and how dare you have a negative attitude about it. And I can understand why somebody would criticize her for being bratty.
Well, that's probably true.
But
that attacks the social, that attacks the basis of the social status for so many people who get their social status that way. So you can't attack the basis for them having pride in themselves, what they see as important and relevant to what their position is in society. So that's why they can't have her say that.
Well, there's also plenty of, moderately pretty girls who have, don't have massive YouTube followings. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that she has a massive YouTube following may have something to do with who she is, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So,
for sure.
People are going to be upset about that as well because, jealousy.
Yes, indeed. So, I don't know. There's not much else to say about this. I think it's the whole thing. The prosecution is a complete waste of taxpayer dollars. And
let me end this. If people want to get their social status from schools, that's fine. They do what they want. But we shouldn't be using our taxpayer dollars to get all of the funding for the schools that way.
Oh, God. Yeah, the schools should be completely disconnected from the government. But that's a whole other issue. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to bring up that 800 pedestrians were struck by cars last year here in New Mexico. It's funny to you, huh?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
My question is, do you think of those pedestrians, right, what percentage of those pedestrians that were struck by cars have gone to high school and college? I'm just curious. Do you think that they were all well-educated people, or do you think that they did not attend higher education?
Well, I do not know, the breakdowns, but I know that Well, you know that New Mexico from...
She's not educated enough to take that guess.
No hypothesis.
The thing about it is that, that we're ranked, lowest in education. You know that, right? From K to 12.
You mean you as in the...
That's interesting. So that would be an interesting angle of figuring it out. Are there more pedestrians struck in New Mexico than any other state because their education system is so low?
Are you suggesting, Johnson, that people are pedestrians if they're uneducated because they can't drive?
No, I'm just suggesting maybe if they're uneducated, they haven't ever learned to look both ways before they cross the street.
I did learn that in school, I got to say.
You learned that? You had to wait till school to learn that? My parents taught me that when I was two or something.
Well, they taught us again just to be sure, just to be extra sure. Yeah.
Wow. I don't remember learning that in school.
So to be fair, I almost did expire by car when I was young because I was running around in a Superman costume when I was a very young person. I almost ran.
You thought you could stop the cars.
Well,
you were Superman.
It wasn't quite that bad. It was just, not paying attention and almost running directly into the road.
Sarah?
Well, I believe that because of our low education level that we have, very bad, traffic laws. Like people going both ways on one-way street, people running stop signs and red lights.
Anarchy there.
Well, it's just the lack of education. It's just
My mother said once. My mother broke some sort of traffic law while I was in the car, and I said, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she said, "Traffic laws are for people who don't know how to drive."
That's pretty true. It's absolutely true. Well, Sarah, what do you want to do about this?
Well, I'm just bringing it up, and you know what's amazing? Why is it? And then 86 out of those 800 are dead. And the whole thing about it is that why am I out of New Mexico? I know David calls in all the time from New Mexico, but I am very upset about this.
Over 700 of the 800 people who were struck by a car didn't die?
That's right.
That's impressive.
Well, okay. They got injured, they got hurt, and I met two of them with broken legs. But what are they doing about it? Here's the thing is that, it's a perfect thing if the lack of education, the low education, people are complacent. They accept it. If you got injured, they should be suing the city to get the red light camera back up. If there wasn't a red light camera before, unless people were killed, now they're getting hit and killed.
But what portion of these people are getting hit at intersections? You don't know that. Red light cameras don't necessarily have anything to do with avoiding car accidents with pedestrians. You understand that, right?
But what I'm saying is that if they were if they could prove before and afterwards, if they were hit by a red light violator at the intersection, and there was a red light camera,
okay,
they could
if
throw
they were at an intersection right. and somebody violated the red light and then hit somebody. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I suspect that of those 800 accidents, it was a de minimis level of accidents that actually were involving the red light cameras or the lack thereof. But what do you want to do about it? You want to put red light cameras back up and you think that's going to help? You think that's going to slow people down? That's going to make them pay more attention to pedestrians?
Well, of course, it's going to make the intersection safer for pedestrians. And more of us would cross
the intersection.
Well, are these people who are getting hit, are most of them getting hit at the intersections, or are they getting
hit
at the
she
middle of the street?
Know.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
I do not know because it just happens everywhere, and I know that more people.
And the other thing that you are not mentioning and that you never talk about is the fact that we've checked you on these claims before, Sarah, and that it's actually the reason why people are getting hit is because they're falling in front of cars, right?
They're drunk.
So that's your real problem. I mean, no amount of cameras, no amount of devices is going to be able to save a person who's so out of it through inebriation that they stumble in front of a car that is speeding at them, you know, at 30 or 40 or 50 miles an hour. There's just no way. If you are within a certain distance of somebody stumbling into the street, you will not be able to pull out of the way in time. I mean, it's just impossible.
So I wonder what the connection here is. So what do you think the second most fatalities, by pedestrian, pedestrian
fatalities? Are we doing as a rate or absolute number?
Per 1,000.
Okay.
I mean, per 100,000.
New York?
Florida.
Florida.
And actually, Florida used to be the topmost, and New Mexico took the title.
Florida's got red light cameras all over the place.
Right. But Florida used to be the most pedestrian deaths, but now
Now that they have the red light cameras,
you're making your argument for her, Johnson. Thanks. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We got time for you. Your calls and thoughts on the way. Johnson will be telling us about the EU and that's going to be appropriate because it's an icky censorship bill that is apparently going full steam ahead, and we'll tell you about how that may affect you outside of the EU, if I'm not mistaken. This could be very, very bad.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that coming up here. Plus, this Kamala Harris lady and the proposal, the promise for increasing teacher salaries across the board. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733, and we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. It is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose your Bitcoin wallet, as well as buy some Bitcoin, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin as well. You go to Bitcoin.com, you can read the latest news headlines on their news site, and engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Go to Bitcoin.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
Back to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Eric in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube. Hey. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yes, First, remember, I called in the Sunday to talk about universal basic income and how it's going to be voluntary. And there's one point that we did not really touch on that I think is most important. Why I do think people would pay for it voluntarily is because...
Just to recap briefly, I'm sorry for our listeners just tuning in. Your proposal, if I recall correctly, was to basically have a lotto that would fund a universal basic income.
Yeah, it would be... basically, it wouldn't be a set amount. It would just be based on how much money is raised. We'd have a portion would be set aside for the actual prize money. The rest would be go to give everyone a dividend of just how much is raised.
Okay. So we were skeptical in the studio, but go ahead with whatever you wanted to add to that.
Well, one thing on this, if I would say it does address a problem or issue, I think if we don't go for... And if the solution is not a universal basic income, I would say we should at least be thinking about it is that right now, I'm sure you probably have heard this before, is that we're probably in the beginning of a very, very, very painful transition as about, is projected to be about 30 to 45% of all jobs will be automated. And, a lot of people out of work could cause
that presumes that
problems.
This is the fear mongering that goes around to justify the UBI. It presumes that the elimination of a job won't be supplanted by the creation of new jobs.
Right.
I think we should go ahead.
We should subsidize
buggy whip makers. We should have a universal basic income for all people who care for horses, because it's extremely important, because their jobs are going to be automated by these motor cars.
So I think that it's fine for us to be talking about the possibility that jobs will actually be displaced. We don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but it is a possibility.
We could talk about that,
and
sure.
I think that it's fair for us to be looking at possible solutions and putting everything on the table. However, having said that, I think for both of them, we should be acknowledging that we're talking about a possibility, something 20 years, maybe 40 years, maybe further in the future, if it happens at all.
Well,
so we are talking about the possibility of these things happening. So when we're looking at solutions, we are not looking at implementing these solutions now or in the next few years. We're just talking about the possibility of, if this does materialize at some point, what might our solutions be far in the future? This should not be an argument for instituting these things before there's an actual problem.
Well, for starters, I would wait until if we were to do something like this on a universal basic income, you don't want to wait until the problem actually gets here.
Why not?
For one thing, because why is that?
Why do you want to implement the solution before the problem?
Because I don't think at that point, if actually we have 45% of all jobs or 45% of people are out of work.
But that's not going to happen.
Are we at 45% unemployment?
But that's not going to happen overnight. It's not like you're going to wake up tomorrow morning or in 10 years and then all of a sudden it's going to go from 0 to 45%. I mean, it would be increasing over some amount of time, I would imagine, if that were to actually occur.
Well, yeah, that's starting now, though. That is starting now.
So what's the unemployment rate right now? Excuse me. What's the unemployment rate right now? Isn't it like 5%?
That I don't have the numbers right before me, but I do know that jobs are being automated, though.
That's true, but if the unemployment rate isn't going up, then we are finding
finding work.
Exactly, and people are finding work in other segments of the economy, which is exactly what Ian is saying is going to happen.
I have a radical idea. How about instead of a universal basic income, we have a universal zero tax rate?
I'm in favor for that, and that's to just reiterate for that. That's why I'm proposing it being funded voluntarily primarily through lottery tickets. So I'm open up the other voluntary revenue areas, though. But so I would say, why not both?
Well, again, if it is voluntary, then by all means, have at it. If you want to create a voluntary program where people can essentially disincentivize people from working.
Why couldn't you start this now?
By the way, the unemployment rate right now is 3.8%, which is very low.
Across the United States.
Yes, okay. And that is as of February of 2019.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, if this is something that you could start now, why doesn't it exist? Probably, maybe, because it doesn't work.
Well, there are some people who have experimented with UBI.
Mm-hmm.
There was an experiment over in, was it Finland? They dropped that, like, real fast. It didn't even make it the full.
I think there's a city out in California where they're trying it out.
There
and
is
I
one.
Think
that one's being funded by private donors.
Oh, I see.
In that case, from what I understand.
Well, I still think it's fair. It's fair to try it out and see how it goes and see whether people go out and employ themselves in other ways.
Hell no, they won't. They're going to get cash money for sitting around and doing nothing. This is going to do is incentivize laziness.
I think you're right.
Well, I believe the studies in Finland did... and say it didn't help for unemployment go down, though, but it didn't make it worse, though. It was basically just neutral. But it did help, and it had a very big significant help in the mental health, though.
Temporarily. See, this is one of those things where it's like, how long was your study? Because I think most people, if they get free money...
They abandoned it before they finished it.
At first, when you get free money, at first you're super excited. And then you get used to it. It's called hedonic adaptation. And with hedonic adaptation...
I've not heard that term.
Whatever new good thing is happening in your life, you get used to it.
Mm.
And then it's no
it's
longer...
Just normal.
It's just
it also
normal.
Applies to being in prison.
Yes, it also applies to the reverse. If something bad is going on, you get used to that as well.
Right.
That's institutionalization in that case, right?
So, yes. So with hedonic adaptation, it's just how long is that going to take to take effect? So people may at first feel better because of this, but eventually they're going to feel normal, and then they're going to want more money. It's not enough. I'm not happy anymore.
Sure.
I'm not as happy as I used to be. Therefore, I need more money.
And they'll just complain instead of actually going out and working because it's a lot easier to just beg. If begging works, then It's a lot easier to do that.
Right. It'll never be enough.
Well, one thing I just want to add to the whole horsey and buggy analogy. So I mean, yes, you can see it can be a very easy transition from driving a horse and buggy to driving a car for this. But if they have like automated self-driving cars or truck drivers, that's a bit of a game changer, though.
Well, as it's been pointed out before,
so go ahead.
With the automated stuff for the truck drivers, it's actually not going to eliminate their jobs. It's going to make their jobs easier because they still need somebody in the truck.
They have to have somebody
to load it and unload it.
That's true. They've got that when they get there, though.
Yeah, so maybe eventually in the future, it would be fully automated, but we're nowhere near that. We're nowhere near all of
it. But you can see it coming. I mean, it's definitely something they're working towards. Uber and Lyft, for instance, would love to eliminate their human drivers so they can have completely automated cars picking people up and dropping them off. It lowers the cost of the ride because you don't have to pay a driver. So then all you have is your overhead is gasoline and maintenance on the vehicle. And so that takes a huge chunk out of what they... Because right now, Uber and Lyft are paying 75% of the ride to the driver. So basically they could cut their costs by more than half by getting rid of drivers. So I mean, definitely I understand why people are afraid. You know, change is inevitable. It's this ever looming presence in all of our lives, and you know, to some extent it's uncomfortable, right? Because it's it gets us out of our comfort zones. If you know change is coming, you better do something about it, otherwise you're going to get left behind.
But wherever I go in the city, everywhere I see everywhere work that needs to be done. Just along your street right here, you need a sidewalk, and there's all
Hell
kinds
no.
of things.
Then they put in those granite curbs, no thanks.
But you can see room for improvement everywhere, but those things aren't being done because we, you know, as a society, there's a greater need for the work to be done someplace else. Well, if we can get some automation to do the work someplace else, then we will free people up to do these all these other things that need to
get done. Yeah, that's true. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with putting together your lottery.
Have you heard of the learn to code meme?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a very interesting meme that has been evolving and probably will continue evolving. But essentially, the idea is that, you know, if these truckers are learning, losing their jobs, and this is not where I'm going to end this, but since we're
we can continue. Going,
the suggestion is that they learn to code. That meme has evolved dramatically from there.
And to basically program their replacements, essentially.
Sure.
All right, more coming up here if you want to continue. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.